It's the 56th question mark episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Ew. We're all a little hungover, so we might be kind of spacey today.
Well, just warning. Ate, so it's a little later in the day than we normally film.
And we ate some dim sum, and we had some bubble tea, and now we're just cozy.
Right.
So, I'm looking at pictures of hot dogs. So I guess we should talk about. So last week we talked about Yaya Han slash Joanne slash Cosplay Fabric's new fabric.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of questioning the quality, I guess.
Well, the price.
The price.
I'm just wondering.
Yes.
What it was.
So Kevin and I just happened to go to Joanne's, and they had the fabric there. I always call it Joanne's. It's just Joanne, but I don't like that. That alarms me.
Joanne Fabric.
Yeah, it's Joanne Fabrics.
Well, it's like when someone says Nordstrom's.
Yeah, it's not Nordstrom's.
Or Fred Meyers.
Fred Meyers, yeah. It's weird.
It's like we need to, like, it's like someone, it's like owned by someone, so we, like, have to. Anyways, I just call it Joanne's, and then I'm like, that's not right. And they had the most of the collection there. I think it was about, like, 90% of her collection.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I looked, we have a video on Instagram of me like poking it. I looked at the stretchy fabric, and it was very thick, like we kind of assumed.
Mm-hmm.
It has a nice like underlayer on it, so like I was like stretching it, like you can't see through it at all. So it's really good for bodysuits to me. Like price wise, I don't know though. I saw someone on Tumblr, I think it was, they saying they were very familiar with fabrics, like they work with them all the time, and they were saying that it was overpriced for what it was.
Well, you have to pay for the Yaya Han endorsement, so that's a small percentage on
she
everything.
She gets a kickback of every
absolutely.
Yeah. The studded,
yeah,
it's fake.
It's just printed on there.
It's just
it's embossed.
It's embossed, but it's not like a real stud. It's like it's just like, oh, it's so like 3D.
Oh, okay.
It's like 3D
stretchy?
Fabric. No.
Oh, because I thought that was stretchy, too.
It's like leather. So I would...
It was leather, huh?
Or pleather, whatever. I would assume it'd be good on, like, pouches or, like, pieces where you need studs, but you don't want to take the time. But that one was... What was that? It was, like, $40 a yard?
Yeah, $39.99.
I don't think that's cost-effective.
Well, no, because I've done costumes with studs, and I just stud it. I think we talked about that before.
You just buy a bag on
$1.50, and it shows up, and you do
it.
You 6,000 that shit.
It gets painful.
Well, you can hammer it.
Well, actually, you do the fold-overs.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you gotta take breaks, because you hurt yourself, but...
Yeah. And they didn't...
I like that.
They didn't...
I like hurting myself.
In person, they didn't look good. To me, it was more of like a texture thing. Like, if you want to add texture to something, or it has texture, do that. But, like, it's not a replacement for, like, oh, I need some studs.
Maybe, like, an armor piece or something.
Yeah.
You could use it like a drape armor.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, like an arm piece or something. Yeah, where, like, needs...
bracer or
something. Yeah, bracer. Like, it needs texture.
You'd want to have to just buy, like, half a yard, if that. Like, you wouldn't want to...
That's still
like,
$20.
That's still $20 for half a yard.
I know, but you can use a coupon. But what I'm saying is that you wouldn't want to buy, like, a big piece.
Right.
You're
No.
You're just going to do...
Yeah.
Little accessories.
To me, those pieces, I was poking them, and I was like, this... like, that part to me was just like, eh. A lot of the pieces, it's like, I feel like I've seen this in Joanne's. Like, with the exception of the four-way stretch for bodysuits, to me, the Joanne's ones are a little more flimsier.
Wait, if I was going to make a bodysuit, I'd want nice fabric.
And this is just comparing... This
I would
is just,
do research, like, because I wouldn't be messing around.
No. This is just...
I wouldn't want it to rip or like
see through or anything.
So you would pay more for the Yaya Han material.
I think she's saying for nicer fabric.
But I don't know if Yaya Han. Like I would go on like a forum and
right.
or cosplay. What's that website?
Cosplay.com.
Is it just cosplay.com?
Yeah.
And then they have all the threads where they talk about.
Yeah, you can
ask
questions.
This is how I did this because you know that would be kind of a new. Terrain for me. Like,
I was gonna say, props
like
to
that.
cosplay.com for like never changing the layout of their website. It looks like it did
every
probably like 10 years ago.
You know what's going on.
They did change it. It does look a little different, but it's still basically the same.
Hmm.
And this is just, we don't have a lot of independent, I guess you would say, fabric stores here. There's one in Queen Anne, but they kind of cater to like like prom, like not prom, it's just more fancier fabrics, not like, oh, I need a stretch fabric. The one up, it's called Nancy's Sewing Basket. But if you're in like New York City, obviously, or LA, or like a city,
well,
that
there's a fashion district.
Yeah, a place that has everything. Like this line is just like to you. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just, or I guess I'm just comparing the Yaya to other things in Joanne.
Sure. I mean, there were direct competitors, like the quilted stuff was.
Yeah,
I
the,
think.
The quilted. The there's like a quilted style, like kind of pleathery, mm-hmm. and like. Kevin was like, there's one like two rows over right here, and it's the same, except maybe the diamonds were a little smaller, but that's it. So
for half the price.
Yeah. So I'm interested. I mean, the person that was talking on Tumblr said that I think they lived in New York City and they were just like, no way, like I could just go somewhere else. Yeah, so I think, yeah, it's aimed, I think it's the I think the stretch, the thick stretch one was my like personal, where I was like, this is probably the only thing that's worth it in here. It's still expensive. I would use like a 50% like stacking coupons. But in Seattle, we can't really get some, like, feel it. We can order online. There's like four-way stretch. There's like,
oh, yeah,
from New York and stuff. But feeling it and like actually seeing it here would is good.
Yeah,
but
it's like when you find nice leggings.
Right.
Damn.
I got my 20 of these. Yeah. Yeah. So that was.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. It was kind of what I thought it was going to be. It was like, yeah, oh, the stretch is good for the bodysuits. The rest of it is kind of really. So I don't know anybody that's. I haven't seen anybody that said they've purchased yet, but I don't really. Actively,
we can look at Yaya Hans because I'm sure she would have been
like retweeted or
to be required to make one thing out of it.
I'm sure she has, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it'd be even funnier is if they just bought someone else's fabric and just put her face on it and charged you double for it, which is probably what happened.
Mm.
At least on some of it. I would say probably the four-way stretch because it's just so generic.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you make money.
But it was nice though because it was like this shiny, the one I looked at was like shiny green. Mm. And on the inside was a different layer of like neon green.
Right.
So it was like double. It was really nice. I don't know. But I'm not used to that kind of fabric here. The only
fabric
experience is at Joanne. So it's like, oh, this is nice looking. But I bet if I went to LA, I'd be like, no way. Get the fuck out of here. Anywho, guys.
Yes.
Ooh. What?
Anime Expo. Thing's about to open.
Oh, yes.
Week.
The day this podcast comes out, Anime Expo will have their hotel block open.
On President's Day?
On President's Day, on Monday.
Huh. There you go.
So, pay attention. It's keep probably rising. Out, already out by the time this comes out, though, so.
Yes.
It's
but that's still a good piece to know.
It's irrelevant now.
And if you're a VIP, you should have already bought your hotel block.
Yeah, they got to go in early, right?
Like was a month that? Early.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But aren't they limiting it to one hotel per person?
No,
that's
Fanime.
Fanime.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Did
sorry,
we?
I'm trying to.
Last week?
No, it was one where we were sitting on the couch together.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You deleted.
I accidentally.
Lies. Anyway.
I definitely had this. We got to pull this up.
Just keep going. I'll get it up for you.
Why don't you do your
Amazon? It's only been like 5 minutes.
Oh. You can do it now.
Don't argue, please.
Mom, Dad. Katsukan's going on right now, and we.
There's been some drama.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like every con has an evacuation now. There's always one.
Well, usually it's because there's overcrowding or something.
Or someone pulls the alarm or something.
Fire.
Oh, that's probably what happened here.
Yeah, so.
Well.
Katsukan had to be evacuated because the fire alarms were going off.
Oh, I thought there was a fire.
The fire alarm was going off.
Oh,
I don't
know. Okay.
Someone might have pulled it. I bet people pull it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like how every con, the elevators, people always push
the
stupid bell button.
Always. I think they do it at Katsukan.
They do all
because the elevators are from the lobby and they go up.
They're all visible from the atrium.
Yeah.
And because people are mature and they feel like
they're so mature
to push the button.
Oh, they said mature.
Huh?
They said mature.
I did.
Oh.
It was sorry.
slash S.
Nobody got it. Rebecca might have.
Oh, no, I wasn't listening.
No, she was kind of looking past your head. Yeah.
Brewing. Brooding.
Yeah, but I hope. But from the pictures, definitely. It looks like KatsuCon's having nice weather. Or yes. Sunny.
It's sunny, but cold.
Was it?
Well,
it's winter on the East Coast, yes. So I guess.
It had snow the other day, apparently.
I don't know. I saw some pictures where people were flying, and they're like, no snow, sad face. And I'm like, shouldn't you be happy? Because otherwise your flight would probably be canceled.
Yes, like ours was.
Like ours, yeah, a couple years ago. All right, guys. Rebecca has another email from Lensetti.
It's time for Lensetti Hour.
Lensetti is running our podcast now. Because we have nothing to talk about. Let's talk about Lensetti.
And Rebecca.
Yeah. And Rebecca. Well, all right, yeah. Are you ready? I didn't let her. We went out last night, and I didn't let her read it.
No,
so.
I wanted to read it and have some prepared answers.
You would have, like, your drunk self. You would have been like, oh.
It would have been amazing.
Just recorded it there.
Hello. Okay, we're gonna stop the podcast now and put in a pre-recorded drunk tape of Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
I ended up with several more prepared questions. I have a lot of downtime at work. I'm excited to hear your answers. Do you choose your costumes to wear based on what event you go to? Like, does going to Comic-Con change, like, what you're going to wear compared to going to, like, an anime convention?
Nope. No. I usually do video game characters, but I have chosen less material to wear at, like, a sunny convention, like, when we go to Anime Expo.
Oh, yeah, because that's hot.
I know it's going to be 90-something degrees, so I'm like, it's going to be draped in fabric, but, yeah.
I mean, SteamCon.
Well, actually, no. Comic-Con, kinda. I did Doctor Who characters.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, is I guess that, I do kind of.
And you did Star Wars, or Star Trek, too. I just did that. Yeah, Star Trek. You did Star Trek. All
right, so my answer is yes.
I changed my mind.
I do.
Yes and no. It depends.
Yeah. So Doctor
because
Who.
You wouldn't do that if it's at a KerCon, I feel like.
Oh, no. And I wouldn't have done Star Trek because I was with someone at the time who was like, let's do Star Trek together. Right. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
Star Trek's pretty easy.
Yeah, so we just wore the little dresses.
I was looking at patterns at Joanne's the other day, and they have the Doctor Who police box dress now.
Oh, yeah?
And a Dalek dress. And I'm like, cosplay is just taking over.
It's cute. Yeah. I like it.
It's just interesting to me because, people who started cosplaying as that, like, years ago, like, had to draft that out themselves, you know, like, create it. And now you can just
you buy
a pattern. You
should see my Dalek dress. It's actually hanging in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. I never
like
got to see it.
It's like a piece of art.
Yeah. I mean, and you had to figure that out. And now
intense.
there's a pattern at Joanne.
Whatever.
All right. So the answer is yes. What is the costume that has given you the most grief, either in making or wearing it? Oh, I feel like I could help you answer this one.
Is it Flemeth? No, it's my red shoes.
Yes, the bad girl.
Bad girl.
That was like, I remember you were
red
just like
T-strap.
You were like, this is like walking pumps on hell in hell.
Yeah, and they found them at, like, Value Village, and they were perfect, and they were brand new, and
she
exactly right.
She needed red shoes for this cosplay.
And
she
was the Anime Expo.
Yeah, she came up to me, and she's like, I fucking found these for, like, $5. And I was like, you're a bitch.
I know, right? And then,
and then we're at the con, and she's just like, nope.
I can't do this. I actually took them off. And
yeah, you walked around.
Without shoes on.
Yeah.
In
you had thigh highs or something on, right?
Yeah, I wasn't barefoot.
Right.
But I wouldn't do that unless I had to.
And then I was like, we should just get you some red flats, because that would be like good enough.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, you gotta have the heels.
And I put them back on when we walk. It's like every step I wanted to vomit.
We took the bus.
It was so
remember?
Bad. But we walked for a little bit
right
outside somewhere. I remember having to put them back on. It was like walking back into like.
What else did you cosplay there? You had two cosplays, right?
Was it the Street Fighter? No.
No. You didn't.
Oh, that was Viola.
You didn't just have one.
That was a different one. That year, I think I did just have one.
You just had Bad Girl? No. Oh, that was going to bother me. Because I remember it was like you were doing Bad Girl something, Bad Girl. And then we were going to do. You were like, I can't wear that again because of the shoes. And the other costume was comfortable. Alice?
No, that was with Viola. It was Viola and Alice.
Oh, this is going to really bother me. Because you wore Bad Girl the day I wore my baby doll.
Yeah.
But when I wore my bikini one, yeah. What were you wearing? Were you wearing Bad Girl still? Okay, this is not a good podcast conversation, but no. I feel like I
we'll come back to it later next week.
I feel like maybe you only did, but I felt like you had something else.
I usually do too.
I know. Okay. Right. That one gave you the most grief. There was one where you would like put it on and you were just like, I can't figure it out.
That was Alice because of
the bow belt. On the back or the belt, and you were like we were like, are you ready to go? And you were sharing the hotel room.
Oh.
And I didn't we had to go Velcro put it
on it. It was like pinned. It was together. Pinned.
Yeah.
And you
that
couldn't.
That was weird.
You couldn't do it, and so we came down, and I was like pinning it for you, and it was like really, it was hard, but we got it. But
and then the other Alice, when I had to, I hot glue gunned the arm, the thing to my arm directly. I said, I don't know what to do, so we just glued it directly to my arm.
that's how it's done.
That's crazy.
No, that's how it's done.
I know, right? Yeah. But that's pretty. That's
it's great.
Pretty weird. Yeah. So there's those answers.
Anything in making? I mean, Flemeth, you were just like, I just got to do it, and then you just did it. I feel like it didn't give you grief.
Well, I was wearing it. I feel like there was one part on the leg.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. To date, what's your favorite costume?
That I made?
Probably one of the Alice ones, right?
Yeah, I love Alice.
The one with the huge horse?
Oh, God, that was my first one. What is that dress? The satin... What is that dress called?
I don't
remember, but it's, like, got the Asian print. It's
yeah.
It's like
wrapped
around. Yeah. And then it had the nightmare horse. Not the nightmare horse, but the white one.
Yeah.
That was
the steampunk
really
one was
intense.
Really good.
The steampunk one was good because I had the pepper grinder.
Yeah,
right.
And then the cyborg arm, the Hattress. That one was good too.
I don't
too.
Think I saw that one.
You didn't see that? That's the one I had to glue to my arm.
No.
I think you probably wore that to Emerald City and I wasn't
Did I?
There.
I think so, yeah. I don't remember that
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, so Alice. I really like that
one
game.
Of the Alice ones. Is there a costume you have not made that you've wanted to make since you started cosplaying? Like, is there one that has always been on your mind? But it's the Mad or the Cheshire Cat
Alice. Yeah, Cheshire Cat Alice. That's the next one
that you've always kind of you've been talking about it for years.
Yeah, from the very beginning when I learned about the game, which was back in Borders,
like forever ago. Yeah,
I saw it in a magazine. I shouldn't have been looking through at the time, but it was.
And then your friend, and then Sarah was playing it.
Yeah,
so you were watching her play it.
She was playing it. Oh, and she did the bug dress.
Yeah.
Right.
She did that one really well. What else did she do? She was going to do the underwater sea dress, but I don't think she ever got to that one.
No. But yeah. the Cheshire Cat one has kind of been the one that's been on your mind.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't think I have another one.
Because that one's the most intense.
Oh, yeah. That would take a lot because I have to, put the, spirit gum and have all the pieces. Like, there's a lot of mods I have to do to my personal appearance.
I'm going
to
make you make that
glowing
now.
Glowing eyes and makeup and...
Glowing eyes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've seen people, they do, a wire and they'll put, an LED, in the corner of their eye right here.
And
so
I'd
then it
do
looks
all
like
that,
glowing.
Because a lot of it would be kind of new, too.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. So that'd be cool.
If Holly's opinion didn't matter...
I can't imagine a world like that. Well, let's go.
What costume would you like to see her dressed up in? Hey.
Wow. That's a really good question.
I don't know. She would put me in something really slutty.
Yeah. Like a Pikachu bikini. But I've seen you in a bikini cosplay.
Right. I did that.
Yeah. And that was your own idea.
That was.
If your opinion didn't matter.
But it's because...
I would make us do a group thing. But what would it be?
Oh.
Maybe I would ask you to do the actual Cheshire Cat, and I'd be the Cheshire Cat dress. Because he is a character in that game, and he's crazy.
And I'm just
it would be something like
around.
That. But I wanted to come up with something
cute.
Kind
of
absurd.
Cute.
Yeah, because you're adorable.
Well, I wore the bikini. I think it was a good idea to wear the bikini to Anime Expo because I was very comfortable because it was hot.
Oh, yeah. It was 98 degrees
I was
or something.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, damn.
Okay, at the Cheshire.
Yeah, it would be like a pair.
Like a pairing, yeah.
Kill a kill.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just super hot.
The camel toe.
Yeah, the underboob and camel toe combo pack.
Would you and Holly ever do a costume trade? You both choose costumes you want to wear and the other makes it for you.
Oh.
Rebecca has helped me before.
Oh, yeah.
I've recruited her, like, that'd the day be, before the con.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then... Oh.
I wonder...
It would be, like, related to the other question. It'd be like, what would you choose?
Right.
Because it would be like, I'm going to make this for you, and then you're going to choose what you get to make for me. Oh, that would be really fun.
That'd be good for, a show.
Yeah.
Channel.
Like,
oh, sorry. I totally, I'm like, a show.
A show? What's a show?
My head's like,
show?
Okay, respond. There you go. Response.
What's cable? Yeah. Response.
Anyway, yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun. I would wonder what the commitment would be in your head. Like, I don't want to disappoint you, probably.
I don't want to disappoint you, but I think we kind of understand each other well enough to be like, I'm not going to make her something super uncomfortable,
right.
Super, you know, like, you have a but list of things, so we'd be reasonable about it.
But it would, because it's cosplay, it would accidentally be super uncomfortable.
Yeah, then the whole time you'd be like, damn it! Are you kidding me right now? And I'd be like, here, just do the super glue. I'll do it right on the arm. That's how you
I'm
wear
just
that
screaming.
One.
Yeah. So yeah, we would, because it would be funny.
Yeah.
Probably. Do you work on several costumes at once, or do you prefer to focus all your energy on just one?
Well, I usually do two for a convention.
Yeah. Do you work on them at the same time, though? Like, if you get bored of one, you'll kind of switch over?
Yeah.
I think that helps. That's what I was doing, because if you focus on one too long, it kind of gets like,
I
don't
want to
do it anymore. Yeah. I go back and forth. Yeah, it's nice to make two, because then you're like, okay, I'm getting stuck on this one. I'm getting frustrated.
Right.
I need to work on this other one for a little bit and clear my head.
Oh, yeah, because it gets...
Yeah.
You get all backed up. Yeah, so two is nice.
It's funny doing it, because I've been doing cosplay making on our Twitch channel, and it's funny, like, I get frustrated on camera, and I just want to be like, I quit! And like,
well, that's good, because that's real.
I know.
I mean, there's not going to be anyone who's not going to identify
with that.
But
then, like, it's like the webcam is, like, making me responsible, like, holding me accountable. So I'm like, well, I have to figure this out now, or people are going to think I'm stupid.
Oh, yeah, you got to pull it back to you.
Yeah.
I can't just
walk away.
Step into the corner and stick my fist through the wall as I wasn't on camera right now.
Why don't you do your role really quick?
Okay.
Are we done?
No. There's a couple more. There's a couple more questions.
Okay.
She was so upset.
No, that's it, Lancetti.
Well, it just seemed
abrupt.
Sorry, yes. I was just like, we're going to get long, and then we're going to do the roll, and then we're going to be like, oh, okay, bye.
We're done anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you'd like to help sponsor, or not help.
Help us out.
You can do so by going to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. That is our affiliate link, and any purchase you make from Amazon through that link gives us a small kickback. Those kickbacks help us produce more videos and content for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you also like to help us out, you can also go visit our shop at elitecosplay.com/shop or cosplayshirts.com and purchase one of our two great shirts right now.
Yay! Someone on YouTube commented and said they... Because we were telling people to do like the free trial of... Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, I did that and I really loved it. I did it during Christmas time and I got a lot of presents really quickly. And I was like, yeah, that's what we do. We're like, oh shit, it's Christmas.
Yes.
2 day.
It's free 2 day.
Yeah, free 2 day. So
yeah, and then you also get the TV stuff too, right?
Yeah, you get the video membership.
Yes.
Do they have
unlimited
music too?
Unlimited. Yes, you do get free. Yeah, you basically get a smaller sample of Spotify, but
yeah.
Yes, you get all that. You get
it's not like we're not trying to talk up Amazon, but Amazon Prime has spoiled me so much.
Yes.
Like getting the 2 day, and then I'll order something from just like a regular website like Nordstrom or something, and I'm like, I have to wait a fucking week, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so spoiled now. It's like, it's not coming in 2 days. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
So yes. EliteCosplay.com/Amazon
and /shop. Do you have a goal of making a certain number of costumes or remaking a year? Like, do you set a goal for yourself in a year, or
just whatever you have time for?
I don't set a goal.
Goals make people disappointed.
Well, I kind of used to, because I would have like a set schedule.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, well, these two
I have
are
to
happening,
go here.
SuperCon,
yeah.
Comic-Con, and then you'd be like, Anime Expo, so you'd be like, okay. And then we used to have AkiCon or SteamCon.
Right.
Mm. So to have it, it would be well distributed. And that would just kind of
every 4 months.
I would just know what was expected of me.
Yeah. But now it's out of control.
It is. As my life is kind of...
No one knows what's going on.
Yeah,
I have to. On. I have to inspire Rebecca this year.
I know. I'm having a.
I'm gonna play some inspirational music outside your window.
Yeah.
Like the Pokemon theme song.
Oh, we could do that.
I wanna be the very best. Oh, yeah.
So when at my work actually was starting to sing the Ramones, I Wanna Be Sedated.
Yeah.
And you know, wanna be, and someone did the Pokemon, and then we all stared at him. He's like. I'm sorry. that was a real situation.
It kind of sounds the same, but I wanna, yeah.
Because it was just that, and it was just perfect. It's like, yeah. And then we're like, that's not what we were doing.
That's awesome. Are serger machines worth the price, or is a sewing machine itself adequate?
You need a serger. You definitely
if you
need
want
a
those nice finished bits,
it makes all the difference,
especially on the inside, like when you're putting
just clean
on the
cutting it, yeah, and then for fit and you know just having clean and
do you good. Just do you just serge all your seams then, or do you sew them and then serge?
I do. It depends on where the seam is. If it's somewhere where it's like I want it to be extra reinforced, I'll serge it and then sew over it.
Oh, okay,
yeah. But I get a rush off those clean, like...
The cutting, it, like, cuts while you...
It just looks so good.
The serger I got from my dad wasn't that expensive from what I know.
No, my mom paid a lot for her serger. Oh, okay. She just talks about it. She goes, oh, they're so expensive. And they're not... I mean,
I think the one I have is, like, $200.
Yeah, I think it's $200.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the one she bought was something crazy. Because she's like, oh, yeah, you'll never be able to get one of those. Ever. Like,
like a denim factory making.
Yeah, the double needle.
Yeah, so I think they've
thing.
come down, but
or
love
she
it.
Just got a fancy. Cause there are fancy ones.
There are fancy ones and really confusing ones. So I would definitely.
If you when you open up the front to do the thread, Kevin has to do it. I just stare at it and go.
Yeah, there's like a little map. Okay, and you're following, putting the thread, and you're just like,
and then the manual says if you do this wrong, it'll fuck everything up. That's what they tell
you.
You
do it wrong, and it fucks everything up.
it was like you can't do this wrong. Like that's what they're saying. They're like you can't. Like they get mad at you already before you even started, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
But it
is really satisfying because they have that what do you call it, like cutter, I don't know what's it called, a blade or whatever,
it cuts
and it just
it
like
off,
runs through and you can like see it peeling off the
and
fabric
then you get this
it's so satisfying
straight line and it's beautiful.
I should start doing that, but I get confused because it's like, you know, you sew your seams together like you know wrong sides together
and take account for it removing some fabric,
right? And it's like if you fuck up it's like
well, once again, they told you don't do that.
So you gotta
take that advice.
I think you gotta sew it first, make sure everything is right, and then serge it.
You should,
yeah.
You can do whichever makes you comfortable. Just don't mess it up.
I think the serging would, I'd mess up or something, and I'd have to undoing a serger is
you need a seam cutter, and you just kind of do, you know.
Forever.
So I think we think sewing machines are worth it if you want that clean, like on the inside, like when you put it on and you have that nice clean seam on the inside, it's not like a sewing machine seam.
Yeah,
it's really satisfying. It makes you feel like you've professionally made a piece of clothing.
It looks really good.
And they're not the brother one that I have is nice. So have you ever thought to host an educational panel about a convention? At a convention about sewing and fabrics? A whole panel about pleats. What would the pleat panel be called?
Complete. Don't even.
Bitch pleats.
That's the name of my store.
Complete.
Complete. And you walk in and you're like, what am I buying here? You ask, get out.
But pleat, spelled with an A, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be complete.
Yeah, it'd be like complete. Yeah, you know, I'm complete now. Yeah.
Kevin said bitch pleats.
Bitch plate. Oh, that's a good one, too. Oh, shit. So when are we going to do our panel?
What's it called? complete bitch pleats.
Yeah, we'll just have a slash in between. Like we can really decide what to call it.
That'd be complete's pretty funny.
That'd be fantastic. Complete. That'd be fun. I feel like I'm getting good practice now because of these amazing emails.
They'd be like, you walk into your pleat store and they're like, "What do you do here?" And you're like, "I make pleats."
Yeah. What are you doing here?
You need something pleated?
Yeah. Come on.
And no one comes in.
No, because the front, what's going
the
on.
Front display is just like pleats you've made.
Yeah, well, it would be like one of those spaces we see in Seattle where it's just filled with books or weird, like those.
Or it's like half empty, yeah, and you're like what the hell is this?
And then there's just some angry person in there or not in there.
It's like okay, there's a Portlandia sketch where it's like, was it one shirt?
Yeah, one shirt.
It's like
two girls,
one shirt, and they only sell one shirt, and they just move the shirt like around the shop.
Well, yeah, and just have that kind of thing, and it would just be confusing and awkward. But it would be for me.
Yeah. Complete.
Complete.
I like both of you. You guys, you and your puns.
We were on it.
Bitch pleats.
It plays well to a lot of different things.
Well, anything please, it would be.
I know, like, they're bitch pleats. So they're.
Bitch pleats. And bitch pleats.
Yeah.
Inflection.
So, because you'd be super angry, so you're the bitch who makes the pleats. Yeah. Bitch pleats.
Yeah,
bitch
exactly. Pleats. See, plays, it has a lot of ways it could go on bitch pleats.
Well, that was it for Lancetti's email.
Thank you.
But we thank you, Lancetti.
Yes, we've tried to get into panels. We've been rejected or put on the Sunday late afternoon panel list.
So last year...
KatsuCon.
Last year was the first year we were not going to go to KatsuCon because of the photo thing. But we were like, maybe if we get a panel, we can do some photo shoots like outside of the con, and it'll be worth it. And so we sign up for a panel, and they don't like respond. They just go, okay, we got your idea, and then like
response.
We waited months and months and months, and I was like, we need to know if we're going to buy the tickets. And they just like, they didn't respond until like January or something. And KatsuCon's in mid-February. It's right now. And so we were just like, oh, they didn't want our panel, so we're just not going. And buying a ticket a month out is like not, like a hotel is probably all full. It just wasn't happening. I get an email like 3 weeks before the con and they go, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to ignore it.
Is it gonna alert?
I don't know what it's saying.
It's fine.
Okay. What's that?
And they said, "Congratulations, we've accepted your panel. It's at 8 a.m. on Sunday." And we're like, "No, don't know who get." First of all, who's at a fucking panel at 8 a.m.?
No one.
No, because everybody's hungover or sleeping.
Yeah.
Or getting in their cosplay. Uh-huh. And on a Sunday, which is like the day that people kind of leave, you know. KatsuCon.
You really don't want us to go.
And then the other times we've just been flat out denied. So we don't try for panels anymore. But, bitch pleats. A whole panel on pleats. And you can make like the longest pleat ever.
Yeah.
And just like stretch it across the room.
Eight bolts of fabric.
Yeah. The whole pleat would just be like thousands of dollars of fabric.
Yeah.
Silence. That'd be really great, guys.
All different types of pleats. Yeah. Box pleats.
What were we going to talk about? We had something on the bus that you said, or we were going up the escalator.
That was the Yaya Han.
Oh, the Yaya Han fabric.
Yeah, I was about to ask what the fabrics were like. She was like,
how was the quality of fabrics? And I was like, we got to save that for the PCAST.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't that elegant. She was almost punched me in the face. She's like, don't say one more word.
I didn't say it elegantly.
That's
like
how it goes.
I didn't say it calmly. I said, and then she's like, that's how I treat my friends. All right.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, yeah. Don't forget, for those who are interested, I've been live streaming cosplay making on our Twitch, which I think it's just Elite Cosplay on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/Elite Cosplay.
Yep. And so I do that. Like Thursday through Sunday is kind of my schedule. So if you want to come hang out, it's fun. Talk to me. I like it. We also still have openings for Emerald City Comic Con available. So if you just go to leadcosplay.com, it's there. It's the post there that says Emerald City Comic Con. All right. Don't forget to go to leadcosplay.com/Amazon and leadcosplay.com/shop to help Do support
it.
Us.
Do it.
If you like us, we love you. So
yeah, we love you.
We love you. All right. That's it.
Yes. Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.